1450 KBMW.
Hey, good morning, you. 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. Cloud's still keeping us company here. It's going to kind of be the order of the day, 22 degrees. Time to do what we do on Tuesday, talk real estate with Stephen Cherian from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for the Chex Mix, by the way.
No problem.
You really want to get to my heart? That's the way to do it. Chex Mix. Out of all the Christmas treats, that's my favorite.
Mine too?
Okay, so there you go. So thank you for that,
You're
Sherry
welcome.
Bell. I appreciate it. Steve Dietrich, we need to know numbers. Are there good things afoot?
I think so.
Okay, good. You know, I like that.
Trickle down a little bit already, and everything I'm reading and hearing and whatever thinks they're going to keep going that direction. So
good. That's optimistic.
I think the buyers out there need to start watching a little bit because they might come back into the market.
Oh, I love to hear that. I'm sure you guys do,
yes,
too.
Yes, very
well,
much so.
Well, you were talking, you got new listings coming in, too.
Yep, I've got a new listing coming on today, and the property is located in Galashiut. One-level Rambler. Everything on one level. It's hard to find property.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So they can just call you and set up a tour of that.
Absolutely. It'll hit the MLS this morning, and they can call their favorite realtor. If they have specific questions, give me a call.
All right. Well, something kind of new. We actually know where we're going to head today. Because usually you two walk in and go, what are we going to talk about? And it's like, we'll think of something. And doggone it, we always do. I was reading a story last week about a realty company selling a home that contained lead base paint. And the house was built, I think, Steve, you said before 78, before that was actually outlawed. But somehow they kind of got into trouble. Have you run into that before? And how common is that? Because I know when I bought my house, I had to sign a whole, like, release waiver that if there was lead-based paint in there. Is that common in real estate?
It's actually very common. You know, any property that was built before 1978 has that risk of having lead-based paint in the house. We have a disclosure that says, you know, that they are aware that there could be lead-based paint in the house. The buyer obviously has the option to test for lead-based paint. That's, you know, completely up to them if they want. That can be done. Most of the time where we do see the lead-based paint now is around the window casings.
No kidding.
Yep. But what we've always said is if it's painted over, that it's contained,
mm-hmm.
That it's kind of out of general contact.
Then it's not a problem.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it is, but it isn't.
Exactly. Yep.
Okay. So still kind of prevalent. And Steve, you were saying, it's always something.
Yeah, there's always something out there. And, lead-based paint has been around for a long time, that issue. And even I think the apartment owners have to have that same disclosure mm-hmm. for their people, too. So it's a big deal. And, our federal government works in strange ways. Quick story, okay?
Okay,
so this
go
happened
ahead.
Quite a few years ago.
Go ahead.
But I had a house for sale, and the gal that was looking at buying it had like five or six little kids. And she said, I'm going to test it. Now, this was a repo by FHA, so that's our federal government owns a house, right? So she signed on the purchase agreement that she wanted to have it tested, and they countered back and said, if you're going to test it, we're not selling you the house, because they didn't want to know.
Well, that's convenient.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and again, this was 30 years ago already.
Yeah.
But at the same time, just a quick story that, what goes around comes around.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and the thing with the story last week, this realty company got in trouble because this woman's kids got sick. Actually, they didn't get sick. They just tested and they found higher lead levels in their blood. So she came back, sued them, and I mean, it was millions of dollars. Do you hear that happening a lot? Like in real estate, I'm sure, because everything changes so much.
Knock on wood, we really don't hear, which is a wonderful thing.
Well, you guys are pretty thorough, and with your experience,
exactly.
You kind of know where all the landmines are at.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yep.
So,
Yeah, there's always landmines out there, and you do your best to try to do everything correct. And are we picture perfect every time?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say no. you know, mistakes happen or something gets missed. But at the same time, you don't want to miss the major things.
Well, then that's what I'm thinking with everything you're telling me. It's like, you know, either buying or selling, everything that you have to look at as a realtor, I would imagine, you know, I mean, you got to be very, very diligent and look at this very closely, correct?
We do. And I mean, you know, from the first time we're in a property to take a look at listing it, you know, we see things that we may need to address or, you know, visit with the seller about. There's many things that could happen or pop up, and, you know, we try to have our bases covered beforehand so that it doesn't get out of hand and be an issue.
All right. Good stuff. Always great information. Hey, Festival of Trees. When do the trees move out? That's going to be a sad day for me because that's my building over there. So, and I love looking at that every morning when
next
I leave.
Next week, Bill.
Oh, man. Yeah. But I got Chex Mix, so I'm a happy man.
Well, you want Chex Mix, you just wait.
Oh, I know. It's like you two are great at supplying that. And listen, the holiday's coming up, too. I always look forward to your office party. Your holiday party, I should say, in your office.
We do, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's coming up, too?
It is.
Okay.
We hope you can make it.
All right. Well, of course I'm going to make
Perfect.
It. Perfect. Absolutely. Stephen Cherian from Action Realty. Always great to have you in here. Have a great rest of the week. We'll talk next Tuesday, okay?
Thanks, Bill.
9:13 here at the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.
Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old